Hi and good day everyone, it's Mac Hogan on Sunday the 25th of March and it is a fantastic day, absolutely gorgeous. I'm back home now. We went a little jaunt in the car, took my little toy, my old Jaguar, a little run in the sun, and we went over the not the Fife Coast, but over the Forth Bridge and back towards Kincardine Bridge. And on that way, you pass some beautiful little places, like Lime Kilns and Coleross, which I sent up some keeks and photographs from Coleross, beautiful historic place. And Tarnstown, which is a lovely place made up of squares, like village greens. That's a lovely place. And it sits high in the hills where the rest are right down on the seafront, or the waterfront, I should say, of the River Forth. So anyway, back home, and it's 19 degrees. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing here in the back garden. And can't believe it's just like a summer's day. So anyway, we had a beautiful run over there. The Forth was like a mill pond, absolutely calm. The seabirds were calling and the people that were out was amazing. Everybody just obviously wanted to go out in the sun for a little bit and cheer ourselves up. I think everybody did that. And we had a great day in Coleross as well. We spent a good hour there. We know it well. And the cobble streets and period houses, little quaint gift shops, and a couple of nice eateries. So anyway, it was a great day. And what I wanted to say along with this was that I'd like to thank the people who made comments on my car booty boo from yesterday. To be honest, I haven't even listened to it yet. I meant to play it back and I saw that it will go the way it is and we'll see what kind of reaction we get. So it was fun doing, believe me. I'm beginning to try and think of some more projects for Audio Boo. I think there's a vast field out there for it rather than just the things I've been doing. And if I can make reference to Coleross, because we visited the Community Garden Centre, and when we got there, the people involved in that who volunteered their time were there. If you've watched the Keeks that I sent up, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, we actually spoke to those people and complimented on the good work they were doing and how they were getting on with it. They were really hard working. And I was absolutely desperate to do an audio boot interview with them all. Not them all, there was far too many to do individuals, but if I could have picked out maybe three or four and went round them. And I was desperate to ask them all about it and do a proper interview boo. But the unfortunate thing is my wife doesn't like that kind of thing. I'm like that. As I say up here, he'll talk to Tam the devil. And that's exactly what I'm like. I'll talk to Tam the deal. And so I was blathering to these people and I wanted so much to do an audio boo interview with them all and ask them how the project started and what kind of efforts they put in and blah blah blah. And I knew that if I'd started, it would have taken, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, not that long. And it had been a great audio boo and I was very confident in doing it. I had no apprehensions whatsoever. But I knew if once I started, my wife would have been saying, no, you can't do that. You leave the people alone and just let them go on with their work. And so I thought, I'll have to let it go. And I was so desperate to do that interview. But I didn't do it. But what it has given me, it's now installed in me a definite desire to do some interviews. I think I mentioned before, I have sort of a pencil down three or four people that are in the community where I stay, and I was going to target them, and they don't know about it yet. So now it's just giving me more confidence to approach them and ask them if they're prepared to do it. But I'm really sorry I couldn't do that one. I think it would have been a great little boo, getting feedback from these people, and they were so nice. So anyway, not much to say now. And I'll just potter about the garden now. We have Mass to go to this evening, because we didn't go there this morning because we had a long night, because I was so tired from yesterday's car booty. So we're heading off to another town several miles away for 6 o'clock Mass, and then we'll be back. But because the clock's changed, it should still be nice in the evening up till after 8, I think. So yes, I enjoyed my day yesterday. I've had a fantastic today, and I have a lot of ideas now, and more confidence to do what I'd hope to do. I don't know, the confidence just seems to be coming now to go ahead and interview people and not to be wary of anything. If I could just get my wife to allow me to do it when she's there. She's a camera shy person. If you'll notice in one of the photographs, you will not see her face. She can smell a camera lens at 50 paces. I have 10,000 photographs of my wife's back and about 10 of her face. She just hates anything to do with publicity or anything. So I hope you understand that point. And I understand why I couldn't do that boot today, but I will get sorted out on my own. So I'll go now and let you go on with your Sunday, and I really hope and pray that you're all getting a bit of this beautiful summer weather or spring weather, and that you've all had a great weekend, and I have so many boots to catch up on, and that's going to be great itself. And I have some boost to do on things I've been listening to, some boo comments. So have fun the rest of the weekend as best you can, and as I said before, thank you those who have made any comments to yesterday's booty boo or to anything I ever do. If you've made a comment of any form whatsoever, I really do appreciate it, even if it's just a one-liner. It's great. So bye for now.